George now calling out the protection. Under center. One wide receiver in the slot to the left. Two to the far right. Ramir Elliott is in as the tailback. Takes a snap. Hand off to Ramir Elliott. Right up the middle. Stuffed at the line of scrimmage. Tackle made by Landon Berger. A gain of maybe one. And that'll bring up 4th and 27 from the 29-yard line on the left hash in Carmel territory.
And that's a great start for this Carmel rushing defense. Ramir Elliott, such an amazing running back, getting stuffed right at the line of scrimmage as Warren's offense still on the field.
Warren Central averaging a margin of victory by 33 points, beating teams by 5 scores on average. So a key to getting the win for the Hounds will be to getting stops early in this game.
Yeah, this Warren's offense just cannot find the rhythm tonight.
George under center. One wide receiver to each side. Pump fake. Now throwing across the middle. Lofting a ball to the end zone. Bell goes up for it. And he got it. Touchdown, Warriors. A 29-yard passing touchdown from Jaden George to David Bell. George now has 27 passing touchdowns on the season. And that is the 15th touchdown for David Bell. 3rd and 4 from the 18. Hounds now in the red zone for the first time tonight. Heading from left to right. Trent in the gun. All by himself. Tight end is Van Banen on the right side. 3 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Van Banen now goes in motion from right to left. Trent takes a snap, dropping back. 5-step drop, looking, lofting ball over to the right side of the end zone. Caught by Christian Williams for a touchdown. Hounds on the board for the first time tonight and evening up the score. 6:03 to go in the first quarter. Hounds get their first touchdown. Thanks for that score update. David, it's 7-7 here at Warren Central. 3:50 to go in the first quarter. The ball is on the right hash at the 32. Hounds will have a 2nd and 3 when we resume play. Both teams kind of lollygagging in the huddle along the sideline, trying to figure out what the game plan will be. Trent averaging 94 yards passing per game. Not a huge aerial threat as his counterpart on the other side of the ball, Jaden George, is, but a threat nonetheless. Trent in the pistol, one wide receiver to each side. Takes a snap, handoff to Zach White up the right side. Keeps the ball, throwing a long ball across the middle. Christian Williams all by himself in space at the 30-yard line. Makes the catch. Diving, upended at the 20-yard line. A huge gain through the air of 55 yards. Hounds moving the ball across midfield and just outside the red zone.
And a fantastic play, action play there from the Hounds as we thought that Zach White had the ball. You even said it. And then Tyler Trent lofting the ball downfield to a wide-open Christian Williams. Ball took a little while to come down as Christian had to slow down, kind of slowed down his stride, but an amazing gain, and now the Greyhounds have amazing field position.
Spencer Hanna will be on to take this 35-yard field goal from a step to the right of the right hash. Taking the snap, the hold is good, the kick is up and good. So the Hounds will take the lead for the first time tonight with a 35-yard field goal from the sophomore Spencer Hanna. It's 10-7 with 1:48 to go in the first quarter. We'll send it to a quick break with the station. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel, the home of Mick football. 9:42 to go in the second quarter. 10-7 is still the score in favor of the Hounds. Ball on the 14 along the left hash. Warren Central moving from left to right in their all-black uniforms with their chrome gold helmets. George takes a snap, throwing a long ball across the sideline, out of bounds, nowhere near the intended receiver, David Bell. And that'll bring up 3rd and 9 from the 14.
Yeah, defender Jake Paris all over Bell there before he could run that little hook route that they were trying to run. Jaden George is underthrowing him by a mile. That'll bring up 3rd down.
George from the gun. Allen is the receiver to the far left, and Stanley and Bell are the receivers to the right. George takes a snap from the gun, throwing a lofting ball to the right pylon. Caught by David Bell for his 2nd touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Warriors. 6:58 to go in the second quarter. Hounds moving from right to left. Ball at the 32. Eric Allen being subbed out for an extra wide receiver. That's Phil Garcia. Garcia and Gish will be the receivers on the far left. Rogers, the receiver on the far right. Trent in the gun. Van Banen, the tight end, on the left side. Trent all by himself in the gun now takes a snap. 5-step drop. looking across the field, flushed out of the pocket to the right, sidestepping a defender, sidestepping another defender, scrambling, throwing across the middle, caught by Sam Rogers at the 45-yard line, a diving, sliding catch, and that'll be a first down for the Hounds, a fantastic way to keep the play alive. Tyler Trent moving around in the pocket left to right, sidestepping players all over the place, and the Hounds move the chains. To 10 is the score. Warren Central up on the Hounds with 1:30 to go in the first half. Warriors have the ball with a third and goal from the 7-yard line. George in the gun, takes a snap, looking quickly, throwing over to the far side of the end zone, in and out of the hands of David Bell, incomplete. And that'll bring up 4th and 7. It'll be a 24-yard field goal attempt by Jason Ramirez. He's 3 for 5 on the season. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is up, splitting the uprights down the middle, making the score 17-10 in favor of the Warren Central Warriors here at home. 1:29 to go in the second quarter. 7:36 to go in the third quarter. George under center. Allen and Bell, the receivers, to the far left. Elliott, the lone back. George takes the snap immediately, hands off to Elliott. Elliott squirms through two defenders and arm tackles and into the end zone for a touchdown. Warriors put up their third touchdown of the night, and pending the extra point, we'll make it 24-10. 5:20 clock stopped after the incompletion. Hounds have 2nd and 10. Hounds are down 14 to the Warriors. Trent now in the pistol again. Garcia and Rogers as the wide receivers to the right side. Gish to the far left. Trent takes a snap, handoff to White on a dive play right in the middle, scooting into the secondary, jumping over one defender, still going across midfield to the 45, cutting. He has a block. Now down to the 35, now to the 33. Zach White, a huge run on 2nd down, jumping over one defender and weaving around another one, and the Hounds are across midfield to the 34-yard line of the Warriors. 36-yard carry by the sophomore. As we said, White is averaging 44 yards a game, and he nearly equaled his game average right there on that one carry. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Trent in the gun. Slot receiver to each side. Handoff now, a flea flicker to Christian Williams. He's got it going around the left side. He's to the 30. Now the 25 to the 20. Blocker in front of him to the 20. 10, cutting, spinning around a defender, pushed out of bounds. Tackle made by Darren Bunton, but a first down picked up by the Hounds on a bit of a trick play, a flea flicker, after Zach White took the handoff and tossed it over to Christian Williams coming around the end. Hounds first and goal from the 3-yard line after a late hit on the Warriors. Trent is in the gun. Two wide receivers to the right. Williams goes in motion from left to right. Trent takes a pitch to Zach White along the left side. Headed for the left pylon. Gets there for the touchdown. Hounds put a touchdown back up on the board. Zach White with the 3-yard pitch and catch from Trent. Scoots into the end zone. A diving play. And the Hounds are now at 16 with the extra point to come. .10:35 to go in the fourth quarter. George from the gun. Three wide receivers to the left. Takes the snap. A quick throw to Goods on the left side. Making the catch. Now push out of bounds by Jake Paris. Clock now running, the line judge says. So it's 10 minutes and 15 seconds. That'll be 4th and goal from the 5. And the field goal unit will trot out onto the field for the Warriors.
Well, if the kicker for Warren makes this, that's 2 possessions for the Hounds, and they only have 10 minutes to score at least 2 times, either field goals or touchdowns. But if he makes this, that's 2 possessions down for the Hounds.
A 21-yard field goal will be attempted by Jason Ramirez. He's 4 for 6 on the season, including a 30-yard field goal tonight. Snap is good. The hold is good. The kick hugs the left upright, but it is good, and that'll make the score 27-17. Warriors up on the Hounds through 3 quarters. And 3 minutes, 9:47 to go in the final quarter of action here at Warren Central. We'll take a break. You're listening to 91.3 WHJE Carmel, the home of Greyhounds football. .05 to go in the fourth quarter. George from the gun, 2 wide receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Takes the snap, throwing a lofting ball to the left side. Caught by David Bell for another touchdown. Warriors put up another 6 points on the board with just under 7 minutes to go in the game. And that puts this one in dire straits for the Hounds to make a comeback. Still respectable and still able to grab second in the MIC Conference. Warren Central, though, in 60 seconds, will officially be the 2018 MIC Conference champions with this defeat over the Hounds. George takes the second and 11 snap, takes a knee, and the clock now at 50 seconds. The Warriors are even closer to triple zeros and the championship. 41-17, Warren Central up on Carmel here at Warren. 33 seconds to go in the game. Play clock is at 21 seconds, so the Warriors will run one more play from victory formation, the best formation in football. George, under center, takes the snap and takes a knee. 18 seconds to go, and that will end the game. Hounds choose not to call a timeout to pause this game, and instead will take the loss. Final score from week 8 here at Warren Central, the Warriors 41 to the Hounds 17. That'll conclude week 8. I've been Sam Wexler, your play-by-play. Alongside me has been Ethan DeRamo. Our sideline correspondent was Reagan Hune, and the pregame, halftime, and postgame show coming up has been hosted by Charlie Maurer. Thank you to all of our listeners across the state and across the country, from Michigan all the way to Florida. Thank you, and have a great night.